The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media.
I'm Ken Apsuck, and this is the Apsuck Files in the debut episode of a new segment called The Writer's Room. With me is Josh McCougar.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic,
and
buddy.
And Mark Riley.
Happy to be here, Ken.
Oh, great stuff. This is where we're just going to talk for about 20 minutes about complete and total nonsense. Cal the dog is here today.
Fantastic.
Josh, we were listening to a lot of Roxette today in the writer's room.
Man, were we ever.
I want to talk about that for a moment.
I love Tyler. First of all, I walked in this morning. You're jamming out to a little Roxette, which got me...
Must have been love.
It must have been love. You know, it's not over now, at least not between us three. No, I love you guys.
Did I miss this?
You did.
You were on Movie Talk, and I made a joke. There was this morning, Grace Hancock and I got into a little bit of a fight because I'm not a huge Jurassic Park fan. I enjoy the movie.
I was there for that.
I enjoy the movie.
And
I
it
even
was
kind
upsetting,
of
to say the least.
I kind of even like Jurassic World. And Grace is now my Collider work wife. Roxy was my Screen Junkies work wife. And Grace was like, we're going to have to work through this. So I started singing It Must Have Been Love. Well, once that song gets into your head,
now.
Once that's in your head, you can't get out of it.
It's there permanently. And it's a welcome addition to my brain, to be honest with you.
So Riley, I had to bring it up on YouTube, and then we ended up just singing along to a lot of Roxette's greatest hits.
There's a lot. Pretty Woman.
Listen to your heart.
Pretty Woman. Yeah, is where they really hit the scene.
When it's calling for you.
Right.
That's a good one.
Heart's good. So you're down with Roxette as well.
Oh, of course I am.
I think a lot of people secretly are.
Yeah. Well, they're an amazing music duo, I want to say, right?
Yeah.
It's the duo. I remember the video coming out in conjunction with Pretty Woman.
But it's over now.
And it's like her singing and like the blinds are blowing and her, and then you got her partner playing the guitar in the shadows.
I think, and you guys are, you let me know if I'm wrong, that scene in Pretty Woman, one of the saddest ever captured on film.
I don't disagree with you. It's definitely in the pantheon of broken heart moments, for sure.
Yes. Do you guys remember where you were the first time you heard a Roxette song?
I was in my mother's car. Mm. I'm pretty sure I was. I mean, I don't necessarily remember. I remember
on the radio, or was she playing on a cassette?
No, my mom was putting the cassette in because she saw Pretty Woman, bought the tape, and played it endlessly.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. I was telling Ken that you know, I love Listen to Your Heart, and I was in high school, a sophomore in high school. My brother and I shared a 1987 Toyota Celica. It was red bucket seats, two-door.
Right.
And, you know, that song came on the radio, and the hottest girl in the senior class, her name was Becky Nicholson.
Of course it was named Becky.
Becky Ooh. Nicholson. Just unbelievably gorgeous. And I am just jamming volume all the way up, treble, bass all the way up. So, you know, those 87 Celica speakers could totally handle that.
Yeah. The doors are rattling.
Yeah, doors are rattling. Your chest is bumping a little bit.
And manual windows.
Oh, totally manual windows, manual locks. But, you know, I was lucky it was an automatic transmission.
Right.
Becky Nicholson pulls up. I don't notice her, and I am just jamming. I look over, and she gives me one of those, like, yikes.
And what postscript to that story, Josh? What happened to Becky Nicholson?
Oh, Becky Nicholson, actually, she went to Penn State, where I went to school as well. I saw her a few years later. Not as hot. Not as hot.
That happens.
But, you know, still had that visage of high school beauty.
Right. And
just
I'm sure she's
little weathered by college.
Beautiful soul.
I'm sure she is.
With a family. Yes. Riley, have you experienced that? Maybe the girls in high school that intimidated you, you see years later, and not so much.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. I was friends with a lot of I was the theater guy. So I got it. And the hot girls were in the theater school with me.
Man.
So I got to become friends. I became very...
A lot of boning down happening in theater groups in high school.
You have no idea the cast parties that we had.
Right.
There was a cast party that we had where somebody got the bright idea to turn off the lights and yell switch. And we would make out with every girl in the class. Oh, yeah. That was...
Should have been in the band.
Talk to Roger Craig Smith about that.
Christian Harloff did that all throughout 2006.
That was 2000. Yeah, I was going to say. That was his 2006.
Oh, hey, Christian Harloff's here.
You guys are working hard, huh?
We're doing some good work.
Yeah, we're on deadline right now.
Yeah, we had recorded some stuff.
Which one of your fucking 8,000 shows is this?
I have too many shows. This is a
flagship.
This is a pitch for
Collider's Writer Room.
Yeah, we had to record some VO today, so this is what we're doing now. talking about Roxette. Christian, you ever rocked out to Roxette?
Rocked out? No.
Turned the channel?
Wait, is this the one that was... wait, was it Pretty Woman?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you know what? I have.
Yes.
There was a girl when I first
right.
started like really getting...
like a lady.
This is an R-rated show, Christian. Like, be aware.
But he's like a family a man
was
now.
Still obviously younger, but there was a girl who actually looked like a very young version of Julia Roberts.
Wow.
In my neighborhood, and I remember...
You've always had a thing for Julia Roberts-looking ladies, huh?
I have. Uh-huh. Yes. But anyway, so this particular thing, it was this song was great, and yeah. I remember like you know playing it like with my Walkman.
It's a sad.
Oh
moment.
Yeah, a little sports
sad?
Walkman.
No, it wasn't sad. I got
well, not for your life.
Make out with a girl. So
I mean, I hope to do that one day. Yeah. That's good.
I got a good fart story after this.
Oh yeah, no, start no. This is what we do here. So share the fart story, right, Christian.
So our I don't, is this actually airing somewhere?
Yeah, it'll air somewhere. Yeah,
that's fine. All right, so this bathroom that we have, have you talked about this thing?
I haven't gone into this, but we've mentioned it on air some places. So we work at an office here.
It's the seventh layer of hell.
For a long time, it was just the Collider folks and maybe occasional other people, and there's only one bathroom.
It is just, you just walk into this dump, and yeah. It's like, you know, it's just, there's always someone in there because this casting agency.
Always.
This casting agency.
Is that what it is? It's a casting agency?
It's like, you know, remember when Cops did the reenactments or whatever?
Yes.
So they bring in, there's like 30 people in an office fit for four.
It's ridiculous.
And there's always people, they're using all the paper towels all the time, they're shitting their brains out, they're always in there. So... You want to tell them the song?
I haven't not seen the. I have not seen the only stall occupied in over 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, I walk in there now. When every time I see someone, because I'm so sick of it.
Yeah.
I will walk in. I get frustrated, and I go, "Someone's in the shitter."
it's catching on around the office.
Good. Because so just now.
Yeah.
You know, they're chronic taco over here. So
it's causing some problems in the neighborhood.
It really has. It's up our stakes.
Chronic problem there in the back.
I walk in there after having. I didn't have to go necessarily to be in that stall, but you know, you get the farts.
It happens, yeah. Man. We're talking real here.
So we walk in. I walked in there, and I'm at the pisser. You know, and when you're ready to go take a pee, and every once in a loose one, I go.
I'm with you, man. If I don't fart when I pee, I feel like it's a lost cause.
Then. Right. You haven't accomplished anything.
Yeah,
so,
great. Okay.
But before I had a chance to, this guy in the stall, I'm sitting there, and this happens. And I'm like, oh, well, you picked the wrong guy to fuck with. So I go right back.
Only Christian Harloff would take a fart as a challenge.
Wait, you ain't got nothing yet. Because then I felt like he felt like it was a challenge.
Right,
because
right.
Because then this thing, like a machine gun, ripples off. And I'm like, well, I don't know if I can match that, but I certainly can.
Right.
And then... And I was like, all right, I got him, because he's not doing anything now.
Yeah, he's done.
Wash my hands.
The canister's
I'm walking
empty.
Out, and I hear... And he just like fuck his head, fuck was, you as I walked out with his ass.
Was he laughing? Was he?
No, he
what
didn't.
Was going
I was surprised
on
because it was like it really it,
this
was.
This was like some kind of form
like
of communication.
It was like Hans Zimmer and John Williams started having a battle in the middle of Hollywood Bowl.
This is like an Independence Day when the helicopter flashed the lights at the alien ship.
It wasn't.
Wow, that is good, Christian. How much of your day is spent thinking about Schmodown? I want to know the truth.
93%.
It's in your blood right now.
Yeah, it's the next.
It's in your heart.
It's the evolution.
I love
next,
it.
Listen next, to your heart.
But people say, listen, if I had a fucking dollar for every time someone said to me Thursday night, when I was doing Thursday night fights, is that all you think about, Thursday night fights? Schmoes no. Is that all you think about? Schmoes no. Yeah. Because I don't want to be sitting around fucking just watching Netflix shows. I want to actually do something.
I agree with this. I've seen this tidal wave.
Are you making fun of me? Was that a shot, Christian?
Yeah, it was a
shot.
Taking
a shot?
No,
a shot
you. You know, you know who you are.
That's
right.
The sound
that's
of the
right.
Championship
See,
belt.
He's got the belt. This is coming from a guy now who is obsessed with playing, and I love it, and he's a champion. But he was the same guy at first. He would lie to himself, like, oh, it's just a movie trivia game.
Right.
He knows.
Yeah, I have good authority.
It's just a movie.
I have on good authority that Mark Riley has made love with that belt on.
Yeah.
No comments. I put it on. I brought it home the other night. I put it on. Nothing else, and my girlfriend and I had fun.
Good.
Is that what I'm supposed to say?
I don't. Well,
take that thing to a cleaner.
It's the same belt.
JTE's girlfriend.
Yeah,
she's
obsessed with the championship belt.
She didn't want to let go of that thing.
Yeah,
I mean, it really was.
It
like
gets
how
into
I feel,
your blood.
It was like how I feel when Ryan Gosling walks out of like something.
Are we going to officially change his name to Joshy Thumbnails?
Joshy Thumbnails.
His latest one was a treat.
Unbelievable.
We're talking, for those who don't know, Josh Tapia, JTE Movie Thinks. He's coming on the Knapsack Files very soon. I launched his channel, JTE Movie Thinks, and his thumbnail game is next level.
Strong.
It's incredible.
Like, yeah.
Are you allowed to say the wonderful thing you said about him when we said, oh, JTE? Remember?
Give it to me, JTE.
Say it.
You said, oh, JTE, a gem we found in the garbage.
I stand by that. Because when we hired him, he lied his way to get out there.
He had a pot to piss on.
And he was cleaning tables at a restaurant, like, at nights.
Right.
And now
he didn't even work
there. He was basically million-dollar baby without talent.
Right. Right. He's going there. Well, look, we're very happy with what's going on with the Schmodown. I mean, it's in my, once I started competing, too, it gets in your blood.
It gets in your blood. Christian, I noticed that about you, too, by the way.
Yeah, it gets in your blood.
At first, you were like, yeah, I'll help you. Now you're like, you're
yeah, I have,
can I
have
ask you a question, Christian? Do you remember who suggested we do more games on the Schmoes Now Show?
Ellis.
Definitely.
Cool.
I would like to get a little credit for actually getting the Schmodown idea in your brain in 2013 during phase
three. Wow, what do you think?
Is that true?
Kathy Kelly was on the episode. I brought in a little Schmepper.
Oh, let's stop and pause and think about Kathy Kelly. God bless her.
Hey, everybody.
Doing great up there with the WWE.
Yeah, the one and only. Yeah,
Kathy Cupcakes. Okay. So what say you, Christian? That
I don't remember that. But I believe it.
I brought in a game. Yeah. We were playing movie trivia questions, and you cut me short. Said trivia doesn't trivia. We don't need this.
No one
and
said that.
Yeah, is that true.
Did. Is it on? Yeah. Is it on?
It's not on the air. But afterwards, you did
it's
say
not on the air.
It's not on the air.
Oh, no, yeah, of course.
We gotta work it. We gotta work it.
Were you drunk? Then, because when you're drunk, no. you tend to make fibs.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
I don't make fibs. I tell bold faced lies.
As confirmed by your mother on your episode of the Josh McCougar Show.
This is one of them.
Yeah.
So we were drinking a lot back
but then. But you know when it all started, I'm 100% on board with anything doing with trivia and or game.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I think that it was with you, it wasn't the game. It was getting you to invest in the WWE part of it,
yeah.
To which you finally have embraced.
Yeah, you're there. You're not a wrestling guy.
No, I'm not a wrestling guy at all, but I do love the performance
and you
art.
Get
of it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because the people a little behind the curtain, like the getting the initial breakup between Finstock and Macuga,
right?
That was a struggle.
Yeah,
for me. Right. We just had to figure out how to do it because you know these guys are friends.
How long have you been friends with Tom Dagnino now?
About 15. Holy shit! About 15 years.
Oof.
2002, I met him.
I mean, and that guy's not ended up in jail. That guy's not for
no,
some Ponzi scheme.
Guy,
he's
well,
not.
He's the one guy. Like he. Did I ever tell you, I used it for 2 years, he was doing my taxes?
No.
I swear to God.
What?
I swear.
Tom's got numbers?
He was doing everybody's taxes. For
Tom is that classic New York dude that's like, I got a guy.
I got a guy.
I got a guy.
I mean, and you're not in jail, so I guess he did it okay.
All right. Yeah, I was also making, I was probably making as much as JTE was.
Oh, well, that's all right. That's all right.
What do you mean? Come on. I can figure this out. Any imbecile could do that, right?
Tom has a certain set of skills, though, beyond what he puts out there.
Oh, easily.
Yeah, he can do a lot of things.
I love when he calls Nose the pizza guy.
The pizza guy.
He fucking kills me.
He just showed up during the Schmoes No Show that we taped last night.
I know, you guys didn't let him on. What a bunch of dicks.
We were going to break, and I was going to talk. We were talking Schmodown after, and he poof.
Just left.
Poof.
Poofed right out the door.
Poof.
That was my favorite story, when I had to catch him running out of the bar. Like that.
What? No, tell this Tom Dagnino, a.k.a. Finstock.
I mean, this was like probably around 2006, mm-hmm. And we were at St. Nick's, of course, where most nights were.
R.I.P.
You live right behind St. Nick's.
You know what garbage pile is there now? It's called Trocadero.
It's horrible.
It's just a techno-filled Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
It's so trendy.
One of those things I like, but maybe not together. But St. Nick's, which smelled like a wet dish rag. But
you found some love there.
You
love the St. Nick's days.
Yeah, Mark Riley, you were there.
I was there.
Big. Okay, yeah?
So what Tom would always do is he would just disappear out the door.
Right.
And you'd say, well, where's Tom? Oh, he left. And so I saw him one night, and I'm like, I saw him kind of getting ready to go. He's like, I'm going to get out of here. I go, no way, man. Everybody's hanging out. Stick around. He's like, all right. I'll take one more drink. So he's drinking, and then I turn around, and he's walking out. I go, get over here. You're not leaving.
Right.
And then he goes to walk out again. I go, cut it out, man. What are you doing? He's like, no, I don't want to. So then I look around after a couple more drinks, and he's gone. Right? I mean, he's gone.
Love it.
And so I look out the door, and I see him, and he's running down the street, right?
Right.
And he runs across the street, and he looks around. I'm like, he's safe. So I ran across the street, And I walk up to him, and I slapped him on the back, and he looked at me. He was startled, like no one had ever caught him like that before. And I was like, "You're coming back?" He's like, "No, I got to finish the rest of the night."
He's legendary. He's absolutely legendary. I mean, you're legendary too. I was there during the retirement.
Who had a legendary St. Nick's run was Jeremy Johns, the one and only time
with Jeremy Johns.
That he caught the last of the magic.
Yeah. I want like Studio 54 in 86 or something.
But you know what I would have loved? You know how like when they say I would have loved to seen like Prime Savage fight Prime the Rock?
Right.
I would have loved to seen Prime 2010 Makuga and 2006 Harloff running into a bar.
In St. Nick's. Oh, good Lord.
Or any place. A swap meet for all I care. Oh my that would have been...
With a prime 2005 Winkleman.
Winkleman.
Adam Winkleman, producer and friend, Adam Winkleman. Oh, what about
Winkleman?
Yeah?
I got a story for you.
Yeah.
As you all know, I was married, and the night of my wedding, Winkleman took my wife. That's why I'm divorced. I'm walking up to the honeymoon suite, and Winkleman has one of the guests of the wedding up against the wall and broad...
In your suite?
No.
You
this is in the hallway. Up the stairs. And, oh, my God. What?
Was that the Green Lantern?
No, it was at Beverly Hills Hotel.
No, remember the Green Lantern he hooked up with?
Oh, that was my roommate. Yeah. No, this is one of my college friends who will remain nameless. Up against the wall,
and
when just
Green Lantern, by the way,
loving.
A woman dresses the Green Lantern.
Yeah. That was the Halloween party. Our 2006 Halloween party.
You guys had a lot
which
of
is
crazy
one
times.
Of the one of the pictures hanging on the schmo's wall.
Right? One thing I do miss terribly is were those Chrismica parties.
I miss those.
Oh, Chrismica.
The problem with Chrismica.
Explain what Chrismica was.
Chrismica was this event that a lot of my college friends and had started. It was like right before Christmas. They would blend. I can tell you why it was called Chrismica, because most people celebrated Christmas and DJ Goldberg didn't.
Yeah.
TV producer.
Goldberg.
Yeah. So
TV producer DJ
and they
Goldberg.
Made Chrismica was this big party. It got bigger and bigger and bigger every year. But I was with my now wife, my girlfriend at the time. The first year that they did it. Was in a smaller place. It was like six of them, and then it grew. Like the last one they did was like I think it was like 300 people. Or
at St. Nick's was mayhem.
It was at St. Nick's, right?
But and then we did a smaller one at Bonnie Somerville's house.
That one was fucking.
That was
insane
crazy.
Too.
Yeah.
Right.
So and yeah, it was Bonnie parties. So we know it's going to go well.
So yeah. So that how did we get on the Chrismica?
Just
another party.
Those were the days.
Yeah,
that's right.
Those were
the days.
Some good parties.
You guys had a lot of fun. I wish I had some fun.
Well, you didn't hang out.
Yeah, we didn't hang out. I was too afraid of you.
You were afraid of me?
Yeah, well, you were intimidating. You wouldn't talk to anybody. You'd show up to the Hollywood Improv and be like, not tonight, kid.
That's the dumbest thing ever. I used to sit in the, because I know what you're talking about. Like, it was the improv when we had these meetings before.
Upstairs. Yeah.
And I'd sit in the booth by myself.
Yeah.
It wasn't because it feel like bad. I just didn't like to be
bothered. You were going into a fight.
I wanted to be inside my head. I didn't want to start talking.
Well,
about
Martini
all the...
would sit next to you. Martini, yes. Pertori. Right?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I understand. I wouldn't have wanted me to sit next to you either. But but I got it. Eventually, I think we first started talking about Transformers or G.I. Joe or something
I think
that.
So. And
I realized
my favorite story about you that I was like, all right, I like that guy is when you started you're on stage hosting and you were handing out shots to the audience.
Oh, I got in trouble. I almost got banned from the Hollywood Improv. Did you ever hear that?
Out shots?
I was hosting. It's on one of my reels. You might be able to find it on YouTube. But I was hosting a show. I was feeling it. It was a good set. It was a good night.
It was a good set.
There was a lady in the audience having a birthday, older, probably mid-50s, big poofy
Nothing
hair.
Like a good 50s.
Yeah. And she was having fun. She was feeling it. And I started talking to her from the audience. And, oh, I'm here for my birthday. And I had a great off-the-cuff remark. She's like, I'm not much of a drinker. And I was like, sure, I normally sweat this way.
Even
in the grocery store.
Not.
Yeah, so I bring a comic up, and I get this idea. I'm like, oh, it's her birthday. I'm going to get her a shot. So I go out and get a shot from Eddie, the bartender at the Improv. Get two shots, tequila from Eddie. Yeah, Yankees fan. I give it to her, come back up. Hey, birthday shot, crowd cheers. You know, I was young, I was stupid. The word liability is not in my head. And I get pulled off stage afterwards, and they're like, you're never going to do this again. Thanks, Christian. You're never going to do that again.
That's disgusting. Yeah.
You're the best.
Mid good story.
Yeah,
into the microphone. Are perpetually
that was
Cal in seventh
dog.
Grade.
That was Cal the dog. Anyways, that's the point. I almost got. We worked it out.
Take
that,
the lady did
that. Fucker.
Oh man, I'm gonna mark this one explicit on the channel. But that's what we're doing here.
Explicit for smells. This for is, smells.
This
for
is the best.
By the and way, can you, well, you boil that microphone?
I can change
Christian
this up.
And never Christian, laughs harder Christian has than to, himself farting.
Christian has to get this out in this office because he shares an office now with Perry Nemiroff, yeah. And he's got to act like a gentleman over there. Okay. Yeah,
you
which,
should have seen his face. You guys were all talking. He's like, watch, pulls it around. Hey. Oh, this fucking shit-eating grin on his face.
All right, that's the first episode of the Writer's Room here on the Knapsack Files podcast feed. Christian Harloff has some issues. We're going to go work them out. Hopefully that bathroom stall is free. Mark Riley, Josh McCuga, at kidding. Riley Around, at God. Josh McCuga, at Cal the Schmo Dog. Follow him as well. He is becoming very popular since his appearances.
Let me just say, Cal has 1,200 Twitter followers.
He's gained 1,200 in a day and a half as the time of this taping. Cal, the wonderful dog of Mark Riley. That's it. We'll see you guys next time.